and kindness to us. I pray that, dear Lord, as I open my mouth, you will come to me and give me the right, the message that you want to hear, you want your people to hear. And I'm praying that, dear Lord, your spirit will be in our midst in a special way. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Praise the name of the Lord. Can we greet each other and say, praise the Lord? Greet everybody. Greet the people who are around you. Right. Thank you. Thank you. I thank God that I'm here once again. And I believe that the Lord wants me to be here to share with you. And together with me, I always do my best to bring my wife with me, and she's with me in the congregation, and we are happy to be here. In my introduction of the sermon that is entitled Growing in Glorifying God, Growing in Glorifying God, as you know, we have been covering the theme of growing. And I thank God because God has been challenging us throughout the year on the issue of growing, not remaining stagnant. And our title today is, as I have pronounced, is Growing in Glorifying Our God. So, in my introduction of this sermon, I want to say this. It is important to remember that God made the whole universe for His glory. God made the whole universe, not just me, but the whole universe for His glory. Because we are a part of this universe, we should therefore know that our purpose in this world is to glorify God. In other words, you and I were made or created so that we should glorify our God. And this is why we must grow in glorifying God at all times in our lives. Because God wants us to glorify Him at all times in our lives. Not doing it today and tomorrow we are different. He wants us to glorify Him, to grow in glorifying Him every day, every minute of our lives as we continue in this life. So in my sermon this morning, I want to divide it into three parts. One of them is that I will answer the question, what does growing in glorifying God means? And the second one, I will address the issue of how we can glorify God or continue growing in glorifying God. And then the third one, I'll talk about a special prayer that was said by the author of Hebrew about growing in glorifying our God who is in heaven. Part one, what does it mean to glorify God? In order to grow in glorifying our God, it is good to understand what the word glory or glory of God is. book entitled Purpose Driven Life. As he has put it here, and I quote, he says, "It is of glory, or you know, the glory of God is who God is. Who God is. It is the essence of His nature, the weight of His importance, the radiance of His splendor, the demonstration of His power, and the atmosphere of His presence." It is also here, glory of God is also the expression of His, you know, goodness and all other intrinsic eternal qualities. That is the glory of God, and that is what we are supposed actually to recognize and continue giving Him His glory. That is what God has called us to do. And Paul, in his writing, has instructed us to do this when he says, "Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God." Do all for the glory of God. Whatever you do, whatever you do in your life, as Paul has put it here, do it for the glory of God and not for the glory of you or me or other people. It is for the glory of God. So how can we grow in glorifying God? Because we are supposed to give Him glory and honor, as we have already noted here. I have five things I want to share with you on how we can grow in glorifying our God. Five. One, it is by worshiping God. I thank God this morning, because as we went on in the worship and in the singing from the congregation, there is that element of worshiping our God. When we worship our God, we are actually giving Him glory. We're learning to even, you know, give Him glory more and more. And I want to say that worshiping God a sinful heart, a heart that has continued sinning. It doesn't matter how much we are jumping and worshiping. That kind of worship is not accepted by God, because God wants worship that is from a clean heart. To grow in glorifying God means worshiping Him in holiness and sincerity. Jesus Himself said this: God is spirit, and His worshippers must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God Himself is holy, and He wants His worshippers to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Their worship must be from a heart that is in the spirit and full of truth, so that worship can be accepted in order to bring glory to His name. The writer of 1 Chronicles chapter 1, the one that we read earlier, as we read, we got these words in verse 29. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. God is holy, and those who worship Him must remain holy in their lives, so that worship can be glorifying God. Worshiping God in holiness, commitment, and sincerity is one way of growing in glorifying our Heavenly Father. That is very important to note. The second way of worship, growing in glorifying God, is accepting Jesus Christ and developing Christ-like character. Accepting the Savior Jesus Christ and developing Christ-like character. Let me say that it's important to know that it is impossible to glorify God without accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It is when we get to know Jesus Christ personally and receive Him in our lives that we can really give true glorifying of God in our lives. To grow in glorifying God, each Christian must purpose to live Christ-like, spirit-filled, spirit-led life, and a life filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God, as we see in Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. The third way of growing in glorifying God is by winning souls for Jesus Christ. In his emphasis of winning souls for Jesus Christ, Paul brings out the idea of glorifying God, and he puts it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12. He says this: as God's grace brings more and more people to Christ, God will receive more and is loving others and doing good works. And let me say this here, God is glorified when he sees you and I love, first love him, and love other people, whether they are Christians or non-Christians. God is calling us to love everyone around us. And we can see that very well in 1 John chapter 3 verse 4. Our love for each other, I quote, proves that we have gone from death to life. So loving others is one way that brings glory to our God. Again, Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven. When we live godly lives that shine to other people, people who glorify God because of our lives, and maybe that kind of life that is glorifying God is the one that will help us win more people for Jesus Christ, for the kingdom of God. And fifthly, in growing, in glorifying God during Christmas season time, we are now celebrating Christmas. We are around Christmas now, and the Christmas atmosphere is around us. But you can begin seeing what the people in the world are doing. Others are drinking, and because of that there are accidents on the road because of people's fault. And others are just enjoying life, but really they are not thinking about the purpose for which we celebrate Christmas. I grew up many years back in a place where, as children, we thought Christmas just meant good eating, chapati especially. And I remember those years we only saw chapati once a year. So it was a great thing. Christmas is coming, chapatis are coming, and everything good is coming. We didn't know the purpose or the reason for Christmas, because Christmas is the time we remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came all the way from heaven to come and buy us from the power of sin. And you and I are in the church today and know God because Jesus offered himself to come and be born here in the world and die for us so that we can have life eternal. So, how are you going to celebrate your Christmas? How am I going to celebrate my Christmas? Am I going to do it to please myself or to enjoy myself or to please other people? Or are we going to celebrate Christmas, and especially the Christmas Day, the 25th, for the glory of the Almighty God? How are you spending your Christmas? For the glory of God, or for just pleasing ourselves in this life? It is important that we know the reason why we should celebrate Christmas. Let's celebrate it in a manner that is sincere, with hearts that are sincere, and also helping other people to know the reason why we celebrate Christmas, so that they can go know God and glorify God. Now, the last part of my sermon is a special prayer in a minute for us the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great Savior, that great Shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. That is the prayer that the Hebrew writer has for us. And a number of things that we should note here. The main thing is that God, we should pray that God should equip us with everything good for doing His will. Because doing His will will bring glory to Him. And that God may work in us what is pleasing to Him. Whatever is pleasing to Him is glorifying to Him. And then He says that all that should be through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. So, as I conclude this sermon, let me say this. We should note that here, that it is the same God we have to learn to glorify that will enable us to do so. Are you hearing? God wants us to glorify Him, but we don't have the energy to do it. But our God Himself, in His own mercies, through Jesus Christ, He will help us to glorify Him. That is why very important for us to surrender our life totally to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, so that we shall live, you know, to glorify our Almighty God. So in conclusion, let me say this. God is calling us to grow in glorifying Him by worshiping Him sincerely, by surrendering to Christ, by accepting Jesus and developing Christ-like character, by winning souls for Jesus Christ, by loving others and doing good works, and by applying the words of the prayer in Hebrew 13 verse 21. During this Christmas time, God wants us to praise and glorify Him in the, you know, Him, like the angels did say, and we read that from the scripture. This is how the angels were worshiping and glorifying God during the birth of Jesus Christ. And these are the words they said: glory to God in the highest. May we continue glorifying God to the highest, even as we continue celebrating Christmas season. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank You for Your word. We pray that as we continue in this Christmas season, and even afterwards, that You put in our hearts the desire to grow in glorifying You all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
should always desire to grow in glorifying God. It's now our time to give our tithes and offerings. The deacons will wait on us as the choir ministers to us.